Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, are you a pie guy? Do you like pie?
Love it.
Yeah, I do too. And one of my favorite places is Grand Traverse Pie Company, the location in Okemos, and now the one at the corner of Grand River and Hagedorn Road. And want to welcome in co-founder Mike Busley and talk about a new location, downtown Lansing, the corner of Washington and Allegan. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Good, Jack. How are you?
Well, just fine. Tell us a little bit about this new venture, moving downtown, and what this space is going to be at 200 South Washington.
Okay. Well, I'm up in Traverse City. I live here. Denise and I, as you mentioned, we started the company back in 96. And I'm from Lansing originally. Okay. And it's great to be, you know, we're in the area. We're in Okemos and East Lansing, as you mentioned. But it's great to kind of come back downtown. I've got a lot of fond memories of growing up down there, and it's, you know, downtown is just really, you know, turned the corner. It seems to be, you know, just having new energy and new development and lots going on down there, and this, we're really excited to be right kind of in the middle of it on Allegan and in Washington there, and we'll start our construction next week, and we ought to be open mid-December with our new pie shop. It's going to be a little bit smaller, but it's going to have a little bit more of an urban feel to it, because we're in the downtown. So,
what does that mean? More of an urban feel. What are you talking about, Mike?
Well, our signage is going to be a little different. The seating is going to be a little different. Mm-hmm. We're still making the pies the same way at every location. There'll be ovens, and you'll be able to see us making pies there.
Right.
That won't change. But just kind of the feel of the place, it'll have some downtown elements. We're trying to tie in some of the architectural features of some of the downtown buildings, and you know, we just want to blend in. We want to fit in many ways in the community and as a gathering place, as a visual. We want to become active in you know, some great causes down there. We want to integrate. There's a lot of people working down in that area. We want to be able to meet their needs, whether they want to come to us or whether they want us to deliver a warm apple pie to their desk on a Friday afternoon, we'd be happy to do that. So there's going to be some different ways of delivery of our product down there to kind of meet the needs of the, you know, the urban workers that are down there.
Would you expect much more of a carry-out element, as you call it, GT Express, rather than the people who come in and sit there and really spend a couple of hours the way they do in the East Lansing and Okemos locations?
Yeah, I think we'll have a combination of that. I think there are folks that like to use the pie shop to have meetings, just hang out, study, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then there's going to be that group downtown that's on a more fixed schedule, especially at lunchtime, and they're going to want to come in and get out fairly quickly.
Right.
And we want to be able to service that need with our great products. So we're going to have a little bit different, a kind of a express station set up with some pre-made salads and sandwiches that if they don't want to wait in line and sit down and have that leisurely lunch experience, they can get in and out quick and get back to the office on the schedule that they have.
Mike, how did you get into the pie business? Did you just happen to marry a great baker?
Well, that's a long story, but no, Denise and I, to be honest with you, we'd never made a pie before we opened the pie shop.
Really?
We wanted to live in Traverse City, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in San Diego. We're both Michigan people. I'm Lansing and Denise is Kalamazoo.
Okay.
I worked for Lockheed and Denise was in medical sales, and we just wanted to punch out of the corporate world and live up north and have a feel-good business. But we didn't know what's that business. And we kind of wandered into a pie shop out in the east county of San Diego County, out in the mountains, and just had a wonderful experience at a pie company. And after a few months of me building a business plan, I called the owner up of that pie company and asked her if we could review the plan and get to know her. And out of the goodness of her heart, she took us in and basically helped me with my plan and helped teach us how to bake a pie. And that's where all of our knowledge started, with Liz Smothers out in Julian, California. And it made our fantasy of a pie shop in Traverse City become reality.
All right. How many Grand Traverse Pie Company outlets are there now?
There's 18. 18 across Michigan and Indiana.
Okay.
We get as far south as Evansville, Indiana. And this store downtown Lansing will be number 19. And hopefully this will be the template for many more to come in other cities in Michigan and beyond.
You touched on the new vibrancy of Lansing, and I can tell you, when I worked at the Lansing State Journal for 25 years, there were many of those years where you would walk out and you might be able to find three places to get a sandwich, but certainly nothing like you find in downtown Lansing now. Was that what prompted your decision to come downtown?
Well, I think that yes, and we've tried to be as Michigan conscious as we can be with our buying of our, whether it's our equipment or our ingredients, and the heart of Michigan is the capital city of Lansing, and so we feel like we want to be, we're, you know, in the heart of our state, and it's just it, there was a good location available. I've been spending more time down there. Both my kids are Spartans now, like I was and Denise was, so I'm getting to know the town that I grew up in after many years, and we're just renewing our love for the city is really what it is. We want to be part of it.
But you're going to sell pie to Wolverines even after last Saturday, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my son and I were at the Big House, and boy, did we feel good. Nothing against Wolverine. We have a pie shop in Ann Arbor, so I don't, you know, it's all good. But it really felt good last Saturday.
Well, maybe you can come up with a maize and blue pie. Mike, thanks so much for joining us. Co-founder, Grand Traverse Pie Company. Talk about the new location in downtown Lansing about to open.